Unit 46. Blossom, mist, scent, bloom, landscape, flea, contain, unlatched, comb, interior, grove, cemetery, cave, pursuit, penetrate, inevitable, vision, intervene, clasp, feast, stain, den. One morning, it was late January, but spring comes early to Sicily, and the almond trees were in blossom, a mist of scent and bloom drifting across the landscape. One morning, I arrived to find the crow had fled. The room in which it lived contained French doors leading into a garden. During the night, the doors had somehow come unlatched. The bird was gone. I combed the garden. Graziella climbed the mountainside. By nightfall, we had searched everywhere. The interior of a wild cactus grove, among the graves of a cemetery close by, inside a cave. Gradually, in the course of our pursuit, a certain fact at last penetrated. I very much liked Lola. Lola! The name emerged like the new moon overhead, unexpected but inevitable. Lola? I called to her from my window. Finally, I went to bed. Of course, I could not sleep. Visions intervened. Lola, her neck clasped between cat teeth, a red tom racing with her toward the feasting hall of some bloodstained den. Lola!
Unit 47. Depart. Light. Illuminate. Aboard. Brass. Clutch. Claw. Tuck. Cripple. Sniff. Yawn. Boredom. Embarrassment. Ladder. Tap. Paw. Chase. Peck. Course. Curse. Frighten. Retreat. Gaze. We had not looked through the house. Possibly she had never left it, or departed by one door and re-entered by another. I lighted a candle. Our electricity seldom functioned. I traveled from room to room, and in one, an unused parlor, the candlelight illuminated a familiar pair of eyes. Ah, Lola. She stepped aboard my hand, back in the bedroom. I transferred her to the foot railing of a brass bed. She clutched it with her claws and tucked a tired head under one of her crippled wings. Soon she was asleep. So was I. So were the dogs. The next morning, I put her on the floor. The bulldog sniffed at her with his nose, then yawned, not from boredom, but embarrassment. All dogs yawn when they are embarrassed. Clearly, he did not know what she was. Food? A plaything? The dog decided Lola was the latter. He tapped her with his paw. He chased her into a corner. She fought back, pecked his nose. Her cawings were coarse and violent as the harshest curse words. It frightened the bulldog. He retreated, sat down, and gazed at her, marveling.
Unit 48. Turbulence. Fasten. Attachment. Hop. Strictly, anyway, conduct, passenger, proceed, declare, heritage, sight, chat, shuttle, organize, parrot.
Rina, a high school student, is going to Cairns. She is now on the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry to announce that we're approaching an area of turbulence. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the sign goes out again. Thank you for your attention.
Excuse me, but I couldn't understand that announcement. What should I do?
You have to keep your seatbelt fastened when that sign is on.
I see. Thank you. Do you mind if I leave the reading light on?
Not at all. Are you traveling alone?
Yes. I'll stay with my friend in Cairns for 2 weeks. Are you making a business trip to Cairns?
No, I'm on my way home from Tokyo. I was an assistant English teacher at Yamanote High School.
I was just wondering, are you Mr. Glenn Cooper?
Exactly. How did you know?
My sister graduated from that school. I heard so much about you.
What a coincidence.
Rena meets her friend Kevin at the airport.
Long time no see. How have you been?
Not too bad. I'm sorry for my delay in replying to your email. My computer got infected with a virus. I shouldn't have opened the attachment file. I didn't know who it was from. It took time to remove the virus.
It was a job, wasn't it? Well, where can we take a bus?
No bus. Here's my car. I'll give you a ride. Hop in.
Nice car you have here. When did you get it?
Strictly speaking, it's not mine, but my uncle's.
I thought as much. Anyway, thank you for picking me up.
The city center is within a stone's throw of the airport. Here we go.
Kevin conducts Rena through the town.
Look at that building. It's the Cairns Museum. It has been operating since 1980. Volunteers of the Cairns Historical Society have run it.
Does the museum present a history of Cairns?
Yes, you can see Aboriginal history.
They walk to the station.
Where is the station? I can see nothing but a shopping center.
The station is behind the shopping center. Come on.
Good morning, passengers. Thank you for traveling with Cairns Travel Services. Would passengers traveling to Brisbane on the 8:35 train please proceed to Platform 1?
Can we go to Brisbane by train?
Yes, but it takes about 32 hours. You have to book a sleeper.
32 hours? What's that sign saying?
It's a timetable. The next train for Kuranda will be leaving from Platform 2 at 9 o'clock. Kuranda is a rainforest declared a World Heritage Site.
I'd like to go.
Rena and Kevin chat as Rena waits for the shuttle.
How was your stay in Cairns?
It was great. You really made my trip. Thank you for organizing everything.
My pleasure. What impressed you the most?
Kuranda. I never would have gone there by myself. I was impressed with the beautiful sight. I wish I could have seen parrots.
And you should have tried an emu burger. Well, I'm glad you had a great time.
Next time, we'll meet in Japan.
We sure will. I'll expect to see Tamagawa fireworks.
That should be okay. Oh, here comes my shuttle. I must be going now. Thank you again for looking after me so well. Goodbye.
So long. Have a nice trip home.